This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center here at UCLA Health. And this is our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation, which we have been doing now for, I think, about 16 years. We've been guiding meditation, myself and a set of other teachers that come and lead the meditations. I know there's a few of you have been coming since the very beginning, so it's really fun to see, and it's great to have all the new people here. I see there's a large group of new people. Also to know that this is being live streamed, so I want to say hello to the people all around the world who are also meditating with us at the same moment. So we come here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about learning to be in the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, because when our minds go into the past and the future, that's where anxiety tends to lie, that's where depression tends to lie, the places where we get caught up in worry and obsessing and catastrophizing, going to the worst case scenario. Our minds go there, right, on their own. And so this invitation with mindfulness is to come into the present moment, to show up and be here fully. And the way we do it is we learn a meditation technique, which we're about to do in a few minutes, where we practice coming into the present moment. So we're going to start with something really simple, which is paying attention to our breath. And for most people, the breath is neutral. Like in other words, you don't like it or dislike it. When you pay attention to something neutral, what happens is you pay attention to it, your mind tends to wander away, you start thinking about all sorts of things. This doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It's actually really normal that happens. So what we learn to do is just bring it back to the present moment, to the breath. And I'll give some alternatives if you don't want to do the breath. So we're with our breath, our attention wanders away, we notice it, we bring it back, and we just keep bringing it back. And in that bringing it back is sort of how the attention begins to build, how our capacity to be in the present moment grows. It's like you're developing a muscle. So don't be discouraged if you're doing it and you're just thinking, oh, all my mind is doing is spacing out. If your mind is spacing out and thinking about things, it's really normal. It's a sign of human intelligence that our mind has the capacity to know and think and cognize and have interesting ideas. And sometimes it's not helpful, so we're going to learn how to bring it back to the present moment. Doesn't mean stopping your mind from having thoughts. One of the main things that happens when people hear about meditation is you think you're supposed to have this blank mind and you're in total peace. For the people who've been here for a while, is that what happens? No. No. What happens is our minds are still the same. We just have a busy mind for the most part, or maybe we fall asleep even. But what we want to do is learn to bring it back to the present moment, and that skill develops. So we're going to practice some basic mindfulness practice today. And then at the very end, since it's the start of the year, we'll do a short reflection on a new year and just kind of checking into if there's anything we want to bring in for ourselves and our lives in the new year. Okay? So let's settle back and get comfortable, and you can find a posture that works for you. For those of us who are here in the room, obviously we're in the chair, so feet on the floor if that's accessible, just so you want to feel stable. If you're at home, you might be on a chair or on a couch or bed or on the floor in a cushion, whatever is comfortable and supportive to you. Your back can be upright, but not too rigid or tight. Your hands resting where they're comfortable. And then your eyes can be closed. Most people tend to close their eyes when they meditate, but you don't have to. Some people like to leave them open, looking downward, so you're not too distracted. And let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, just inviting in a quality of ease and relaxation, or that possibility, coming more fully into the present moment, here and now. And now bring your attention into your body. So you can sense your body seated here, and you might notice your body obviously sitting in a posture. And what's the most obvious thing that you notice? There's some kind of heaviness or warmth. Is it comfortable, uncomfortable? Is there pain? Is there pleasurable feeling? What do you notice when you bring your attention into your body? And let's bring our attention to our feet so you can feel your feet making contact with the ground. And so as you do that, there's some very obvious sensations. It's your shoes, of course, but if you're wearing shoes, and then there's sensations of hardness, softness, warmth, heaviness, solidity, tingling, warmth, coolness. So just noticing your feet as they make contact with the ground. And you might take a moment to sense there is the ground beneath our feet, no matter where we are, even many stories up. There is the ground beneath our feet. And just feel the presence of the earth below. And whenever we have moments in the day where we feel anxious or lost or disconnected, and I know these are kind of stressful times these days, just checking into your feet, making contact with the ground, and even sensing a wider ground beneath can be really helpful. So just for this moment, you can feel your feet. You might notice the base of your body, you can notice your legs, the chair, but anything that feels supported. And take a breath and feel the solidity of the ground. And then gently noticing different parts of your body. You might notice where your legs make contact with the chair, couch, bed. What sensations do you notice? Hardness, softness, pressure? Notice your back against the chair. What do you feel? Heaviness, touch, softness. Coming into your stomach area. Is your stomach tense or tight? You can take a deeper breath, allowing it to soften. Whatever you might be holding, just a sense of release. And sensing your hands. What do you notice when you bring your attention to your hands? Tingling, warmth, coolness, pressure, touch. Let your hands be soft. And then notice your arms and shoulders, letting the shoulders drop. Noticing the chest area, front of your body. your neck, throat. I found myself spontaneously just moving my neck slightly to get more comfort. You can do that if you want. And coming into stillness and feeling your face, facial muscles softening, relaxing, letting go. And now noticing your whole body present here, from top to bottom. What do you feel if you kind of have a global awareness of your whole body present? And this is mindfulness. We're just mindfully noticing what is present right here and now. So now let's turn our attention to the sounds around us. So let go of your body, noticing the body for a moment, and turn to the sounds. There may be lots of sounds, or it might be quiet. This room is fairly quiet, but there's still subtle sounds. Just tune your attention to the sounds. Maybe you can even notice the space between the sounds. The sounds come and they go. So you can actually meditate using sounds. I talked about breath in the intro, but sounds are another thing you can meditate with. The one thing with sounds is we hear a sound and we start to think about the sound. What is it? I like it. I don't like it. See if you can simply listen, like you're listening to music that you enjoy. And notice if you like doing this. Does it feel calming, easeful? It may or may not. It may feel annoying or hard to do. So just to notice. And now let's let go of the listening and bring our attention into our bodies again. And see if you can feel your body breathing. Without doing anything, can you notice your body breathing? So there's a natural breath that's moving through our body, and we can feel it in different places. So if you turn your attention to your stomach area, you might notice your stomach rising and falling, expanding and contracting with the breath. You can feel like your whole stomach rising. It can feel like just a little tiny area that you notice. But can you notice your abdomen or belly rising and falling with the breath? Now notice your chest. Bring your attention up to your chest. Can you feel the chest rising, expanding, settling? Rising, falling. And what happens if you notice the breath at your nose? Just put your attention essentially at the tip of your nose. Can you feel that very subtle movement of the air rushing in and out? Can you notice temperature changes, tingling, slight movement? So we're going to focus on one thing for the next part of the meditation. And it could be your breath in your abdomen area, your chest, or your nose. Or some of you might enjoy kind of following the whole breath up and down. That's a possibility. Or if you liked listening to sounds, that was another option. So you have a lot of choices. Just pick whichever one. Just pick something. They're all good. So pick something right now, whatever is the easiest or clearest. And now let's focus on this breath after breath or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. And then at some point, your attention probably starts to wander, thinking, planning, imagining. And if that happens, as I said earlier, you're not doing anything wrong. It's totally normal. Notice that your attention has wandered and gently bring it back to whatever it was you were focusing on. And we'll keep doing that over and over. So this is the foundational practice of mindfulness. And we're going to go into a bit of silence as you try it on your own. And the only thing I'll add is if something else happens besides breath or sound and it's really obvious to you, just notice it. What is that? Attend to it, feel it, sense it, and then come back to your breath or to the listening. So we'll try some silent practice. as we continue meditating for the last few minutes, because it's the new year, I want to suggest a few reflections that you can try. And sometimes when we meditate, our mind calms a little bit and we have a deeper access to ourselves. So just to take a moment to reflect on the last year and what went well for you, if anything. What do you want to celebrate? So just take a moment to reflect what stands out as you remember 2025. Is there anything you can find to celebrate? Maybe there are many things, maybe it feels a little hard to do, but see what you come up with. And then if something comes to mind, notice what that feels like. Wow, I did that well, I'm proud of this. Or I had a great experience that was really meaningful to me. Or whatever it is, just notice what that feels like as you bring it to mind, as you remember this thing that you're celebrating. Might be an aspect of yourself that shifted or changed, something you're proud of. And now notice if there was something that didn't go so well or that you wish you had done differently, maybe did better. See what comes to mind, what pops into your mind. Maybe you would do it differently if you had a second chance. Or you learned something that can show you what to do better in the future. Or maybe you're not sure, but you know it just didn't go so well. And notice what that feels like as you remember that. And what is the wisdom in it? Like how might I do it differently? How could it have gone better? Is there something that I need to see or know about this? See what emerges. Maybe something I need to let go of. And then as you contemplate what went well, what didn't go as well, and any movement or changes, when you think about this coming year, is there a quality or a word that comes to mind that you'd like to invite into your life that you want this year to be about? Doesn't have to be any kind of fancy thing, but what word might be a good word for this year that would represent qualities you want to see in your life? Community, connection, joy, fun, depth, attention, generosity, just giving you some ideas. What's your word? And when you land on your word, just say it a few times in your head and notice what that feels like. Okay, so take a moment to imagine this word and this quality being with you throughout 2026. Just imagine how life might be if you cultivate and embody this quality, what might it be like? Notice how that might feel. And may we just offer wishes for 2026 being a year of peace, connection, of sane world, of joy and hope. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. We're going to run a couple minutes late and just ask if anybody feels like shouting out what their word is. You don't have to, but I'd be so curious. Peace. Equanimity. Wonder. Love. Unity with self. Gratitude. I heard a little voice. I missed it though. Happiness, thank you. Peace. Yeah, beautiful words. Thank you, everybody. So, all right. This was our meditation. Welcome to all the new people. I'm Diana Winston with UCLA Mindful. If you're interested in learning more about our classes, events, and programs, there's a flyer when you exit on the right out here. And of course, there's our website. And then there's our app called UCLA Mindful. And we have all sorts of meditations, 3-minute meditations, 5-minute meditations, 30-minute, all the ones that happen in here go onto our app. And so there's a lot to keep going with, and we have many free classes and events and other programs that will be released in the next couple of weeks. I think that's it. I will be in the hallway if you have any questions in a few minutes, and I think Allison will be here next year. I won't be here next year. Sorry, next week. It is next year, right? Okay, but I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And anyway, I wish all of you that this year there's a lot of goodness for every one of us. So thanks.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.